Beta tucked the sheet around his neck. You'll have me down tomorrow with washed clothes. You're going to take a good bath and then get out and visit the farm and feel a little sun on you. I won't do it, said Mies weakly. You hear me? I'm too busy. His sparse hair spread out on the pillow like a silver fringe about his head. His voice was a confidential whisper. You want that second foundation, don't you? Torin turned quickly and squatted down on the cot beside him. What about the second foundation, Ebling? The psychologist freed an arm from beneath the sheet and his tired fingers clutched at Torin's sleeve. The foundations were established at a great psychological convention presided over by Harry Seldon. Torin, I have located the published minutes of that convention. 25 fat films. I have already looked through various summaries. Well? Well, do you know that it is very easy to find from them the exact location of the first foundation, if you know anything at all about psychohistory? It is frequently referred to when you understand the equations. But, Torin, nobody mentions the second foundation. There has been no reference to it anywhere. Torin's eyebrows pulled into a frown. It doesn't exist. Of course it exists, cried Mies angrily. Who said it didn't? But there's less talk of it. Its significance, and all about it, are better hidden, better obscured. Don't you see? It's the more important of the two. It's the critical one, the one that counts. And I've got the minutes of the Seldon Convention. The mule hasn't won yet. Quietly, Beta turned the lights down. Go to sleep. Without speaking, Torin and Beta made their way up to their own quarters. The next day, Ebling Mies bathed and dressed himself, saw the sun of Trantor and felt the wind of Trantor for the last time. At the end of the day, he was once again submerged in the gigantic recesses of the library and never emerged thereafter. In the week that followed, life settled again into its groove. The sun of Neo Trantor was a calm, bright star in Trantor's night sky. The farm was busy with its spring planting. The university grounds were silent in their desertion. The galaxy seemed empty. The mule might never have existed. Beta was thinking that as she watched Torin light his cigar carefully and look up at the sections of blue sky visible between the swarming metal spires that encircled the horizon. It's a nice day, he said. Yes, it is. Have you everything mentioned on the list, Tori? Sure. 1/2 pound butter, 12 eggs, string beans. Got it all down here, Bay. I'll have it right. Good. And make sure the vegetables are of the last harvest and not museum relics. Did you see Magnifico anywhere, by the way? Not since breakfast. Guess he's down with Ebling, watching a book film. All right. Don't waste any time, because I'll need the eggs for dinner. Torin left with a backward smile and a wave of the hand.